is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of Samuel Butler, born near Bingham, England, 1835. Didn't get along with his family, got as far away from them as he could, moved to New Zealand, worked as a sheep farmer there. Moved back to England, but his experience in New Zealand was the inspiration for one of his most famous works, Erewhon, published anonymously 1872, a utopian novel satirizing Victorian society. His true attack on the Victorians was his novel The Way of All Flesh, based on his own painful childhood, which he considered too critical to publish during his life. He died in 1902. The novel was published in 1903. It's the birthday of the poet Rilke, Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague, 1875. A delicate boy, the year before he was born, his mother had given birth to a girl who died after a week, and she wanted her boy to fill that place. His given name was René, and his mother dressed him in dresses and braided his hair and treated him like a girl. But she also encouraged him to read and to write poetry. His father sent him off to military school, then to the university. He fell in love with an older married woman. She introduced him to other writers. He lived in an artist's colony, went to Paris, worked for Rodin, had many wealthy connections and wealthy patrons, managed to live all over Europe. For a while, Rilke lived in a castle in Italy, in Duino, the home of a princess. And it was there that he took a walk along the cliffs and suddenly heard the voice of an angel say, "Who, if I cried out, would hear me among the angelic orders?" which became the first line of the first of his Duino elegies, his masterpiece. Rainer Maria Rilke, who wrote, "Whoever you are, go out into the evening, leaving your room, of which you know each bit. Your house is the last before the infinite, whoever you are." Here's a poem for today by Corey Messler, entitled "God Bless the Experimental Writers," for David Markson, with a quotation from Flann O'Brien's "At Swim, Two Birds." "One beginning and one ending for a book was a thing I did not agree with." God bless the experimental writers. God bless the experimental writers, the ones whose work is a little difficult, built of tinker toys and dada, or portmanteau and Reich. God help them as they type away, knowing their readers are few. Only those who love to toil over an intricate boil of language, who think books our secret codes. These writers will never see their names in Publishers Weekly. They will never be on the talk shows. Yet every day they disappear into their rooms atop their mother's houses or their guest houses behind some lawyer's estate. Every day they tack improbable word onto improbable word, out of love, children, out of a desire to amend the world. A poem by Corey Messler, "God Bless the Experimental Writers," from Some Identity Problems, published by Foothills Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.